Parshas Achrei, we have the after the Parshas Avoda and Shulti Chutz and so on, we have the Parsha of Arayis. But a Hakadomah Parsha of Arayis, you have what seems to be a Klolistic Parsha about mitzvahs. Davar Hashem Moshe Leimah, Davar Mesov Amartem Amani Hashem Alkeichem, K'may Se'at Mitzrayim Sh'ashavtem Olei Sasuk, K'may Se'aksan Sh'imei V'eschem Sh'am Olei Sasuk, K'sem Olei Se'leichu. So you have here a Klolistic Isser of Maise Akum, and is specifically, with a focus on Arayis, because that's the Parsha afterwards, Maise Etz Mitzrayim, Maise Knanim. And then it says, instead of that, Mishpotai Tasu, Eschukoysa Tishma Lachspem, Ani Hashem Lekechem, Ushmartem Eschukoysa, Mishpotai Sheyasa, Esodom V'chai Behem, Ani Hashem. So the Chazal, the Gemara Darshan's humor from V'chai Behem, that this is where you know that you are V'chai Behem L'Shem Aspem, that on all the mitzvahs, a person should be Yava V'Yarig, if they tell him Yava V'Yarig, so Yava V'Yarig, except for the Gimel Arayis, the Gimel Averis. So the Pasuk B'chai Behem is the mocker, and the Gemara says that's the strongest mocker for Yarek, for that Pigoch Nefesh is there called Terikula. It's very strange that the Pasuk of B'chai Behem should dafke be written in a parasha that's not Doiche, Pigoch Nefesh is not Doiche. It's the Akdomet Arayis, this is the parasha of Arayis, and Arayis is one of the Gimel Averis, that it's not Doiche. So Hagab B'chotz, it's strange that that's the marker for it. The Rashi says over here, V'chaybim lo'olam haba, Shem taimim bo'olam haza lo'seifu meis. So Rashi says, brings the Chazal over here, it's the Toskanim, I think, that the V'chaybim is lo'olam haba, because lo'olam haza is not real chayim. So L'chura, it's a garata, but that's Seisa in a very, very fundamental way, the drush in halacha, in Yuma. Lemaisa, why don't you learn the pasuk v'chaybe mizolam haba? And therefore, a person is supposed to be moise nefesh on everything, except, everything. It says v'chaybe, v'chaybe mizolam haba. What's the, if that's what the pasuk means, if lemaisa at the end of the day, nobody lives forever, and that's what Rashi says, that's a hechreach, that a person should that's olam haba. So how do you have any raya whatsoever? Another horror is, it says in Rashi before, it's going on the pasuk as mishpatei tasu veschukoyse tishmu lolechas mehem ani Hashem alekeichem. So Rashi brings, and again it's a Toras Karnim, what do we learn from lolechas mehem? A person shouldn't stop. That a person shouldn't say, I learned in the Chachma, I'm going to do other things. Where in the word Leleches Behem? Where in the world is that Merumis? And why is in the parasha? I mean, the parasha is Akdomet Mitzvahs Naveris. It's a parasha of the Arayis. Fine. It doesn't seem to have any type of kesher with any other elements of the parasha. You have Arayis, you have Chai Behem, you have Kemaisetz Hashan Shishat Nesasu, and in the middle, Stokin is Esbot Etzav Vesei Shmuel Leleches Behem. So Leleches Behem he darshes. It should be something in the Chai, somewhere in Talmud Torah, or something like that. It's a kind of, we're talking about mitzvahs averis, he's saying, I would think that you should stop and do it. He says, Leleches Behem. So Leleches Behem is something about Talmud Torah. There's a change of perception. It's not telling us an Isser Chochmi Yavonis. It's not telling us, it's telling us some sort of sheer in Talmud Torah, some sort of inyan, that since it says Leleches Behem, it means you can't ever switch or stop and so on. So we need to understand that. Both psukim, es mishpat etasul chukach se tishmu lechas behem, and ushmartem es chukai se mishpat asher asher zan v'chai behem. So both psukim include the mishpat and the choik, and it as being the two components that are needed for it. The and Rashi explains it. Mishpatai is shulun loy nemro hayikidai loymron, ves chukoy se tishmoru dvarim shem gzeiras hamelach, and so on. So it seems, if you're looking at the pasuk, the fact that the pasuk chooses to enumerate here, it's one thing when you have a pasuk that says, "I gave you chukim mishpat and this and that." You're talking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And we want to be a little more specific. Like when somebody gives you matana teiva, you don't just say you gave me a gift. You say you gave me such a good gift. It's so useful. It's so expensive. It has this. So when you have psukim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enumerating the different elements that he gave to us, it makes sense. Over here, it's telling us a kolistic inyan that if you keep the mitzvahs, you'll get to olam haba. So is there a need over here, shmatim schukos and shpatai, to be mefarit each one? It's a little bit of a strange place to be farid, and Rashi goes to show explaining it over here. It's one of the places he explains it. So let's start. Let's go back to the point of a chai behem, and let's try to understand a little bit what the meaning of chias is over here in Chazal, and the entire Betzim, and then we'll come back to it. In Parshas Bereishis, you have the different bruyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Every nivra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it its time, its stay, and so on and so forth. On the third day, it says, Tatshe ha'aretz desha, the aretz should give forth desha, and the ha'aretz desha, is a mazriya, and eitz pri, and so on. So the aretz is that which gave forth the shoyim, and asovim, and all sorts of yirakis. On the fifth day, it says yishutzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya. The mayim should give birth, should to the shrotzim. The shrotzim are sheretz nefesh chaya. In other words, the mayim should produce sheretz nefesh chaya. Then it says the oifreif al oretz al perki hashemayim. Then it says, "Va'yivel kimas atenin ragdolim v'skola nefesh achaya harimeses ashe shorza mayil mineim." And then it says, "The toitzi oretz nefesh chaya lemino, v'chaisei eretz lemino, v'vayasal kimas chayas ha'oretz lemino," and so on. Every single thing that's living has something that it's associated with. In other words, this chayas ha'aretz, sheretz ha'mayim, and so on. That is all other nivroim. On Adam, it doesn't say, it doesn't associate, this parasha doesn't say anything. And then in the next parasha, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayitz Hashem l'kim es Adam ofen Adam, Vayipach bapav nishmas chayim. Vayhi Adam l'nefesh chayim. So in the other inyanim of chius, whatever is called chius in the world, it has an associate name to it. It's a smichus to something. Either the words are together, or better, that's what it says in the pasuk. Except for Adam, Adam doesn't have the word chayin in any nismach and so on. The understanding is that the chius of Adam, everything that's chai, chius be'etzem is something that is a chiddush that's not in this world. And everything that's chai is yoinik from something. It has a sheirish and it's yoinik from something. It's the offspring of something, and it lives because it's an extension of something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the mayim should be mashritz, and b'meila the mayim produces sheretz hamayim, things that are brias of the mayim, don't have a chiyus on Yabasha. The Oretz is Moitzin Yonim, and that becomes things that are Chayas Ha'aretz. They are the chiyus that is, that whose umbilical cord, so to speak, stretches to the ground. And it's Yonik, it's chiyus from the Oretz. Because Be'etzem there was a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tzivui. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tzivui by Mayim, he said Yikova Mayim. By this, he said Toitzi Oretz, Toitzi Mayim. The Tzivui was that there should be a Toilada called something that's Chai, and these Toilada are Yonik from whatever their Avor aim is. That's the tzura of Chaim in the entire Bria. Adam is different. Adam, we don't have a clear hagdara of where Chiyus is. In other words, what is his Chiyus? So Ramban says over here, it's in Dvarim, it's in Parshas Veschanan. It says after the Parsh of the Luchas, after Parsh Matar there. It says, "Kimikol basa, asher shama kol kimchayim midam teich eish kamonu vayechi." Where is their flesh? Where is their basa that heard the kol kimchayim midam teich eish kamonu vayechi? So Ramban says, "Asher shama kol kimchayim midam teich eish." Omer Bavram. The Ebenezer says, "Kitam chayim lehavdol bein elokim ubein atzava." That Chaim is going specifically on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, Chaim is modifying or defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because even though Tzva Shemaim are also called Elohim, but this word, this Elohim, is specific HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki lo yisno ayahu me'atzmoy. Since the Tzva Shemaim doesn't have Chiyus from itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only thing that can be called Chai, because Kaviyochel, everything is me'atzmoy. That's Devinas. V'yitochen lefarish yizkin loyma. Sha'shemea koilo lekim. She'imoy mekor chayim. If a person hears the koil alekim, which is the mekor of chayim, tidobek nafsho b'yisoida, his nefesh becomes mechuba to that yisoid, v'loitia oid chayi bosa v'dom. And then his chiyus is no longer chiyus of basav adam. V'yeshua ama bezois teidun kekel chay bekir bechem hina arona bris adon kol oretz im kain v'yishva bechay oylom shvua v'shma agon. So the Ramban says over here an extraordinary is megalatos, an extraordinary possibility by Adam that you don't have by any chelik of the bria. Adam can be yoinik chiyus and can be called a chai derech his baser, and in that case it would be somewhat similar to balechayim. So his mohus as a chai, he could be yoinik in a way that just a super animal, and that mocker of chiyus is something in the oretz, in the abdomen, the bussa, wherever the bussa is yonik from, that's where it's yonik from. So in as much as it's similar to chayas oretz, he's also some sort of chayas oretz. Or, if he shama koil lekim chayim midam techa eish, the person's chiyus can be by being yonik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. And his mohus of a chay is that. That's the Tzuras Adam that should have been. The Vayipach Ba'apov means that the Yednika of Adam, was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he fell, it became Chayibas again, and his Yednika was not different than the Yednika of a Balchai, Chayas Aretz. And when they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medabe Mitoicha Eish, that Yenika became a Yenika from the Etzem Chayus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it says in the positive, Atem Advekem Hashem Elokeichem, Chayim Kolchem Ayoim, that the Musik of Chay, as a Shayach to Klal Yisrael, is very different than the musik of Chai and other Balei Chaim. Which means also that something that's a sheretz hamayim can be yonik from water, but something that's chayes haaretz can't be yonik from water because it has a different place where it needs to be yonik. So even though the tree absorbs the nutrients from the ground, but with water and so on and so forth, but in water it's not going to live because now it has to come through ground. The person whose yonik of chiyus comes through through elikim chayim medaba, that becomes his yonika, and with anything else he can't be yonik from. So we have a hagdara first of all for chiyus. Chiyus is yonika from some sheirish that's beyond. The chayim beetzem should last as long as the mocha and the sheirish. Because Chaim is being yonik something from somewhere else, and he's taking something, he can last as long. How long is this bulb going to light? Well, if it's a battery, battery dies out in 5 hours. If it's electric outlet, there's mitzad the electricity, it'll go forever. So Adam, who's mechuba, Adam in the higher oifin, who's mechuba to lekim Chaim, that Adam lives forever. The v'chai la'olam is be'etzem, because chayim, nothing within this world can live forever, because this world is finite. But when a person is mechuber to that which is infinite, then the v'chai la'olam is be'etzem his mitzvah. Just like when we plugged into the outlet, it will last. It will go as long as the electricity comes from the outlet. It's nothing to do with the battery, with its own. What's boxed into it. So too, when the person is mechuba to chaya chayim, the person is goes forever, betzim, could go forever. That's that surah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us, Torah is called the Eitz Chayim, it means that the entire ruchnistic world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is something which is unique. It's the chibur. It's where we unite our etzem mitzias from it, and because it comes from the infinite, and we have the ability to keep being yonik, we better should be chay loylam. And that's the pshat mechazal that Matan Torah, Misa was mesulik in the world, and it's only once we chayte again that we brought it back again. That is the Inyan of that's the inyan of chiyus in through Torah mitzvahs. It's the mahalach of chiyus that comes from elikim chayim, and it puts the person into a whole different dimension of chiyus because yisoynik is chiyus from the olmiyat. When Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Torah mitzvahs, so the v'chai b'hem is not the pshat a heter that a person's life is more important than Torah. Chas v'shal, that's not what it means. It means that since Torah was given in order to be mamshich chayis in the Adam, so bal korchach that it's gvulis of the mitzvah. Every mitzvah has a gvul. L'moshel, some mitzvahs do in the day, not at night. Some mitzvahs do Pesach, you don't do it any other day. Some mitzvahs are shayach, kisur adam is shayach only to an oif and to chayach, not shayach to behema. Mitzvahs have gvulas, that's mitzvah, the gvul of the mitzvah. Since every mitzvah is tachlis, is the v'chai b'hem, so bal karchoch, the gvulas of the mitzvahs are such that they must fit the adam. Because every time you have chiyus, the chiyus comes from the sheirish, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it goes to Adam. To be called a chai, it means I am the kli kibul that contains the ruach chayim that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, I have to, it's tachlis supposed to be my kiyum. However, there are three averis that pull the plug. That the etzim most avera is being oiked the kesher to the shayrish. So you have, let's take two of the three first. You have avodah zarah, which means pulling the plug from the wall. Instead of putting the plug into the wall, I put into something else. So be'etzem am oike my chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there you can't say, there, it's not the pshat that it's so severe it overcomes it. There's no hagdara v'chai behem in the oive avodah zarah. Since the oive avodah zarah is not being yoneh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was menatek himself, so there's no chiyus over here. If I decide, I don't know, I have some appliance and I say it can't tolerate the electricity here, so I'll take it out. I'll take the plug out. So if I take the plug out, it's not working. It doesn't make a difference. It makes no difference whatsoever. Ritzicha is the pshat where I'm oisik in cutting off the chai from the mekor chayim. I'm being oikechis in this world. So mali my chiyus, mali his chiyus. The v'chaybem is that the Ratzon Hashem is to be mamshich chiyus from the sheresh into this world. And if the chiyus is something that the person is not, if it means cutting off a different life, then I'm being b'mayit chiyus and b'meila, you know, my chazan damas dalsumak tfei and so on. Those are two averes that it's not shayach v'chay b'hem, and b'meila it can't be that there can't be a heta v'chay b'hem because there is no v'chay b'hem. V'chay b'hem is not a heta. V'chay b'hem is a gedor of the mitzvah, and over there this gedor doesn't pass the b'meila. It's balkoch ratzon Hashem that we missed out in this world. Let's go to arayas. We spoke with Yastin Vad and so on. When we talk about chiyus to us, when we talk about chiyus being the life force, the thing that stimulates us to be active, the thing that motivates us, the drive that motivates us, that's where chayim is perceived. Something that's inanimate is not doing anything. It stays in one place. There's no movement. In a person, there's a physical movement of the body. But more than a physical movement is, there's some life force that pushes me to go, to do, to act. The chiyus is expressed in us, is closely aligned with the ruts in Adam and the tainug Adam. A person, Rachmana Litzlan, who loses interest in life, you see a draining of chiyus in the person. He has no interest in anything. Not interested in anything, doesn't want anything, nothing pleases him, he has no desires. That's Misa Tarti Mashma in a person. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that there was a Lazar Dodaya was Elazar Dodaya was a big noyef, and he says from the Niach Zayna that he wasn't Bo'alera, and one day a Maisa Shahoya he did tshuva, and he sat down and he started asking everything should be mespowel for him, the Shemayim, the Harem, the Gvor, so on and so forth, and then he cried and he died. And at Baskel came out, Ashrecha Elazar Dodaya, that Yimzum Chayim Haba, and so on. Very famous Gemara. So if Hutna said, I once heard this from him, he was Magda de Gemara, what's the pshat in his dying? He said, imagine somebody has a growth, Rahman Atzlan, on a heart. So you can cut it out. You can cut out the growth, but you take the heart, half a heart with it, and a person will die because he no longer has a heart. For him, the growth is the heart. That has become his heart. And taking out the growth, which is just about, it kills him just the same, because that became his chiyus. When a person's nefesh becomes so dovuk in arayas, the person can get to a point where he has no chiyus without it. Just like Rahman, some people become addicted to things, and withdrawing is a terrible, terrible. It's a shattering experience that shakes the person to his core, because this has become his chiyus. He's made this his lifeline. So arayus, because it's the big tainug of a person, and it's the big drive of a person, can sometimes, if the laws of the daya was so shakur in it, that when it was uprooted from him, he had no chiyus left. So of all the averis, whereas avodah zara is oiker my chibur to the sheirish, and ritzicha is mafrit between the two. Arayas is something that I supplanted in my nefesh. I drew my chiyus from Oretz instead of from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila, if I pull it out, I'm dead. And that's the koyach of arayas is, like the Ramban says, and we'll reverse the Ramban. The Ramban says that a person that heard koyla l'kim chaye medabrim, he goes from chaye basar to chaye alikus. A person who's shakua and arayas is mashish himself in chaye basar, and b'meila, he loses all shaykhas with chayim alikus. And that's the third one. That's the Yehorek Valyavar in Arayas, because in Arayas, a person shekeah himself. In what he's doing is he's connecting his chiyus to something else, because it's the makom tainug of the person, and the meila, the person no longer has the ability to survive on chayim and kol kim adabim. Those are the three inyanim that the v'chaybem is mufgavam. So again, the Torah is telling us v'chay behem is the hagdara of mitzvahs. And I want to explain now the point about the mishpat and the choyk that we didn't say before. We asked why over here, you're talking about the Yerik Vayav and so on, why is this a place to enumerate mitzvahs, choyk and mishpat? And Rashi here says, choyk and mishpat is in 1,001 places, in different places Rashi explains it. The first place he explains it, Mishalach, makes sense the first time it says it. Here, why is there a mention and Rashi explains it here? The answer is that in any time I speak of a bridge between two entities, I need to define both minimally, both landing spots. When you have a bridge, depending on what it's made of and depending on how big it is, minimally a bridge needs two supports. It needs where it's coming from and where it's going to. A bridge that doesn't ends in the middle is not a bridge, by definition. A bridge must start at one point and another point. In the chibur of a Adam to his mekorah chiyus, in the world of Torah, mishpat is my end. In other words, the raya that I was mekabel Torah, or the makom in my being that chiyus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim Chayim Medaber, flows into is mishpat. The place that, and mishpat, because I heard the Tama Dover, it's the place that I'm misanik. It's the place that this is me. It fills me in the mishpat part of it. That's the end of the chibur that's in me. If I would just have that, it would be a battery pack. Torah is self-contained. I know it all, understand it all, makes sense to me. And like Rashi says, if HaKadosh Baruch wouldn't have given it, it would have been Kedai Loimram. I would have to sit down and make it myself. So Betzim, it's somebody charge my batteries and put batteries in. That's what it is. Choyk is the chelik that is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Vayipach Ba'apov, choyk means it's his and not mine. I don't get it. It's not in me. It's coming from there. So since Torah has choyk and mishpat in it, it's the chibur achios from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me. The choyk is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the mishpat is where it comes into me. And that's why in mishpat, there's tam, and there's a tainug in a certain sense. In a choik, it's difficult. And so on. And adarabah, that tells me this belongs to Elokim Chaim. So in Elokim Chaim, you have two ends to it. You have the chiyus as defined because it's mushos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the chiyus of me. So just like every sheirish is, it has a chelik that's coming to the Adama and a chelik that's coming into its tree. That's the same thing by Chayke Mishra over here. So the parasha over here is telling me the hagdara of Torah and mitzvahs is the hagdara of the kesher to Rebbeinu Shalom that makes me a chai, mikoyach, the world of mikoyach, the world of chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mikoyach the chibur to Lekim Chayim instead of chai basa. It gives us also a havana in one more chelik, and that is in Talmud Torah itself. Talmud Torah itself, every chachma in the Bri, let's take a secular chachma, secular be'etzim, is I want to understand how something works. I'm curious, I needed to know it for something, or I'm just curious. So it's a finite exercise. I mean, theoretically, if the world is finite, then the understanding of how it works should be, you know, finite, should be able to box it in. And once I know it, I know it. If a person has studied this discipline A, then it's finished. To keep studying it has only the tachlis of maybe I need to memorize it, I need to become more clear. It's all in the need to get it down. But if I have a very good memory and I got it down, it's over with. No point in it. If somebody was to study chemistry and I tell them, well, just keep chasing it. Why? I mean, I know it. I have a very good memory. I have it down. It's clear. And that's it. So the Havamina in Talmud Torah is also the Havamina that Talmud Torah is there to know. I know it, it's a lot, but it's possible, in certainly mitzad the Sheirish HaInyan, is that it's something that is, I could think, it's a body of knowledge that's very important to know. And if I'm smart enough to know it, I know it. Masha'ein Kein, where I, it tells us it's loleches. Loleches is a synonym to chiyus. The in the lashon of the kadmonim, a chai is defined as something that's misnoea, something that's in movement, in flux, in constant doing. It's not just is. It's doing something. We saw that many times before. Adam has to. It's the constant breathing, it's the constant circulation, so on. So the loleches is, Talmud Torah is also the chibur of chiyus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Adam. And b'meila, since it's a constant chibur, so if you monotic it, then you have only what you have. And you don't have the Elokim Chayim. Since the first Talmud Torah was a Lekim Chayim, so it's a very different mashmos. It's not Talmud Torah is equivalent to mitzvahs in that, and maybe in some ways more, in that it's not a body that I can take for myself and that's it. It's the flow between HaKadosh Baruch and us that gives us Chayim. And b'meila, there's no Havamin. In Loleches, it says, since this is what gives us Chiyus, there's no way in which a person can stop and have it all. Because the minute you stop, whether you have little or lot, then the Chiyus stop. It's Sacha called, this is your Chibur between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when it's over with. We have here a parasha of mitzvahs, where we have an extremely fundamental Hagdorah in the Torah of what Torah and mitzvahs are. Torah and mitzvahs are would give us a different type of chiyus than all other balachayim. All other balachayim, the sheresh is physical, and the mela its chiyus is defined whether it's oifas shemayim, sheretz hadoma, chayas haaretz. All of those in yonim are kosher specifically with something there. True that ultimately everything is Kadosh Baruch Hu, but certainly mitzad the Baal Chai, his sheresh is wherever it is. Masha'enkein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Masha'enkein Klal Yisrael, has a chibur to a very different type of chiyus, and what makes us Yisrael is the Kol Kim Chayim Medaber. Our chiyus comes from there, and like Ramban says, it means that we've transformed the chiyus of Chayim Basar to something else. It's negiah to us in certainly in the inyanim that we mentioned, the Yag Vayavar and so on, but I want to more specifically zero in on something. If a person makes a cheshbon ha-nefesh to himself, am I doing right or wrong? Am I successful? Am I progressing? The type of cheshbon nefesh a person ought to make with himself. So we tend to make it in terms of, are we doing what we're supposed to do? Are we doing as much as we're supposed to do? I'm learning, yes. I learned in Seder, yes. How many stars do I have? How many hours are in Seder? And so on. That tends to be our personal cheshbon nefesh, which is definitely a good place to start. That's definitely right. But really, v'chai b'hem is the hagdara for what the mitzvahs are. So let's give a mashal. A mashal which, in a certain sense, is a mashal in the big picture, in psukim. A person is married, and he wants to be oimid on whether it's a positive marriage or it's a problematic marriage. So I'll take out a checklist and say, well, I bring in parnasa, my wife cooks and does the dishes, no problems. She's always cooking, I'm always bringing parnasa. I do this, she does that. I check, fine. And what else? Well, you tell me that's it. The list is taken care of. But where's the chiyus? Where's the tainuk? If I don't hear tainuk and chiyus, then I'm missing the neshama. There's we've mentioned many times. There's a machloikas Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda at the end of Bar Metzia about Rav Meir and Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shimon Chai about if you have a plant that grows between 2 yards. One is higher, one is lower. Which one is it? Rav Meir says, I think Rav Meir's one holds. Royen mehechon yerek zechai. You look to see where is it drawing its chiyus from. If you want to know whether the yerek belongs to al yoinim or to tachtoinim, then it's Rav Shimon says it belongs to tachtoinim unless it draws its chiyus from al yoinim. It's something where it says more than it says if you can reach down and grab it. That's Rav Shimon Chai. But Rav Meir says, where is it getting its chiyus from? If a person wants to make an honest chesed nefesh, a chesed nefesh a liba de emes, the person needs to ask himself, what makes me get up in the morning? What makes me throb? What charges me? What gives me chiyus? Because at the end, the chai behem is the hagdara of what mitzvahs are. Someone told me once, he asked me a question. Sometimes a person builds a shkofa, it's so krum, it's incredible. The person's taina was that he's memayit the mitzvahs, he's mekel a lot in them. It's a darach chaim of many people that memayit as much as possible, because the Torah says, v'chai behem, you got to live a life. So bal karcha, basketball and football and every other thing in the world, because that's life. And the Torah is not coming to impinge on life and this and that and so on and so forth. That was the person. The person honestly said it. I told him, you know, you're mahapach the pasuk. V'chaybe means you should root yourself in mitzvahs, and your life should come from there. Yes, a person has to live. And the Torah says mitzvahs are not on top of, it's not a growth on top of life, sapping energies off life. This is life. That's what mitzvahs are there for. And if you, as Kolzman, we look at it as chores and duties and whatever you want, any word, but what I'm there for, then it's not that. Two people go to work. One person, they both put in the same hours, and they both, is not, one person is Betzim out the face, Betzim is tachlis is to play golf or something else, but he has to work, he has to make a living, he does it. And one person is, it's whatever it is that he's doing, this is what he loves to do, he wants to do this, and his neshama's in it, his chiyus in it. That's a line that separates chayim basa from chayim of a lekim chayim. And it's the huge precious drachim between chayim haba and chayim haza. And it's two worlds. Me'akotzel akotzel. That's what Rashi says, that v'chaybe means chayim haba. And we asked, how do Chazal learn? How do Chazal learn from it that Yaver Vayarek? Maybe it means Chayim Haba. The answer is there is no gap between the two. Chayim Haza is Chayim Haba. That's the only Chayim. It's not two separate lives. It's not now and later. It's the tachlis of Torah is to be Moshech, a chut of that type of chayim into our world. As if this world is chayibasa, then it's restricted to this world. If the world is if we are able to be mamshich a chut of chiyus from chayim haba, that's the v'chayibahem. So we deherit nolim haba, but it's the same chiyus. And like we said before, since HaKadosh Baruch is mamshich that, it's not the pshat this world overrides it. It's a hagdara what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, but it's not Chasron overriding it. It says by Chizkiyahu HaMelech that when he was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he was moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave him extra life, he said Chai Chai Yaducha, that the living are those that are Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yerushalmi says that a lulav yavish is puzzle because of Leia Mesim Yaluka. That's the reason for it. The Esrig and the Arava and the Hadas are Sachakol. They're not the ones that do the Na'anuim. Even though you Na'anea with all of them, the Ikam and Na'anea is the Lulav. The lulav is connected to shedra, which is the misnaneh on the body. That's the marker of movement, the body, and the shevach takarish baruch hu. You can't buser. It doesn't praise akarish baruch hu. The only one that's misyaches, hoydor in the sense that I bring it back to akarish baruch hu, is only shayach to that which is chai. It's the nekuda of chiyus in me that owns back to the shorish chiyus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Mekor Chayim. The Yerushalmi is telling us an avoida. When a person does avoida without, if he's not incorporating the inyan of his chiyus, then that's not the avoida. It's min shalei b'minai. It's you need to take the nekuda in Adam, which is of divine, to come back to the divine and be moide mishtachve. That's avoida. So a person that is yavish, you have the lulav is a lulav. It has all the pieces. It's not missing. It's not chasa, but there's no chiyus inside it. It's chiyus is dried out. then the neshama is missing, and it's the neshama. Kol neshama tahal ko. The neshama is hal ko. And if there's no neshama in it, it's not hal ko. The when a person wants to ask himself, the shleimus of avodah in a person is where a person feels that there's an akud of chiyus in him. When there's something in him, or in as much in him as that throbs the kedusha, that's the nekuda that is made at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for us, more than anything else, the struggle lies between things of tanugim, the things that are a strong tainug, become our sherish of chiyus, versus and being misnatic from them to some degree is usually a prerequisite for finding chiyus. Like it says famous, Sashan quotes the Medrash that until you misfollow that Torah should be nichas emecha, you have to misfollow that macholos madonis mashkos should be yotzei. A person's chiyus stems from his nekud of tainug, and so long as he has a cheaper tainug and an easier tainug and a more readily available tainug and a more physical tainug, Ruchnistic tainug are not going to be there. In as much as a person's, so the hakdama to the pasha of Arayas is dafke this pasha of v'chai b'hem. That the sheirish of mitzvahs is that a person draws chiyus from akim chayim. Diva'atar deikim asher akechem chayim kol chamayim. That becomes shosh chiyus. The pasha of Arayas is a steerer to that, and it's oiked of v'chai b'hem. And in as much as a person is mekadesh himself and merachik himself from tainuk that a chayabasa, in that much a person is dovuk to the sheirish of lakim chayim.